America Meditating Radio Show. We collect wisdom, inspire each other, and empower hearts 24/7. Hi, I'm Sister Jenna. Join me and guests on Blog Talk Radio as we amplify stories that compel us to be more for ourselves and everyone else around us. Are you stressed, frustrated, or annoyed at work? You don't have to be. Soothe your mind and open your heart as Sister Jenna guides you through a peaceful, calming meditation that will prepare you to focus, be present, and most importantly, bring you back to your inner peace.
He ran for state office and was beaten. Started a business and failed. Ran for Congress and lost. But thankfully, Abraham Lincoln didn't give up. Persistence. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
Take a break. Breathe. Why don't you visit the Peace Village Learning and Retreat Center, 518-589-5000.
Thank you.
Welcome, everyone, to America Meditating Radio. I'm your host, Sister Jenna, and alongside me is the beautiful Sister Geeta. We're looking forward to having a few conversations on one of our favorite practices, the benefits of Raja Yoga meditation. I think for many of us who are beginning to explore the practice of meditation, you must be loving America Meditating Radio because it's actually an easy way to begin the journey. And if you've been seeping very deep into your spiritual practice, some of the experts that we have on the air, I'm sure in what they're sharing is also touching another level of acceleration in your sense of being. I was on an interview on HuffPost Live a few months ago, and I remembered Caroline, the reporter, asking me, Sister Jenna, what really is the sum total of all this mumbo-jumbo spirituality? And I just, like, immediately my response was to be a very kind, loving, caring, and generous person. You know, where at one point I thought it was about elevating your consciousness into becoming light force and, you know, maybe you die with a smile on your face like the Buddha did. And in Indian culture, there's a consciousness that the gurus are making effort to claim what they called moksha. And what moksha stands for in English is that I, the soul, or you, the soul, will be eternally liberated from the coming and going of life. So it makes me think, are we really hating life that much that we don't want to come back into it? I leave that for you to think about. Do you really hate living so much that you don't want to come back? Or is there some misinterpretation that we've picked up along the way? Were there some sentences that we missed in the paragraph when the whole effort of spirituality about claiming eternal moksha? Maybe what we're trying to say is that we'd like to claim over a long period of time a state of consciousness where we're free from going through the struggles of life, where, you know, ego and anger and viciousness is no longer in our narrative, where the experience of sorrow is not very important. And that's why we decided to do this conversation of these next few shows on specifically Raja Yoga meditation. A lot of people meditate for all sorts of reasons, some of them mostly to relax, calm down, relieve stress. But I know that for many of us who practice Raja Yoga meditation, we do it to improve relationships, to better understand who we are, to be able to amplify the power of our potential so that we can find more meaning and purpose in life. So if you're somebody in that particular genre of searching for yourself, whether you know it or not, I really feel that the practice of Raja Yoga meditation is essential. Now, you know, when I was in my teenage years, I remembered my mother coming into the Brahma Kumaris of the practice of Raja Yoga. And that was where I first got my introduction. And when I saw Sister Geeta, who happens to be my mother, changed tremendously in 6 months, I thought, there's something here. There's something here, you know? So whatever is your reason for tuning into our radio station, it is my aim and it is our wish that you'll find something of use in this conversation, in this level of showing up. Because when you look at spirituality or reflection or intention or meditation, it really is an effective way to experience a deeper sense of your well-being, a deeper sense of purpose. Iyanla Vansant said in many of her speeches that when she's not feeling peaceful, she's mentally insane at that moment. And I get that. I get it at the level that when we are no longer at peace with ourselves, that it is a moment of our temporary insanity. And we are looking to find that peace back. So while you're listening to the show, feel free to have your little notebook available and to journey with us as we explore what is meditation and what is Raja Yoga meditation and how it relates to you. So Sister Geeta will do some of the sessions and I too will facilitate one or two of them. And hopefully we'll be able to get some even PowerPoints along the way. But one of the most important aspects of Raja Yoga is that it invites you to be your own king, your own being. And Sister Geeta and I will have a conversation over the air together. And I will talk about the soul and she'll talk about the connection to God. And we'll see how best we can make our karmas a whole lot better. So Sister Geeta, you want to get on the air and share with us a little bit about what your journey was like in Raja Yoga? How did you actually come into the practice of Raja Yoga that was taught by the Brahma Kumaris?
Om Shanti, beautiful souls, children of the Supreme, the highest of all souls. Raj Yoga, we're taught not to go back into the past, merely to learn the lesson that I need to learn and close the chapter. The expression is put a full stop. So I had an occurrence in my life many years ago, and upon that, I made a pledge to God. I said, when I find you, I will surrender myself to you. Because I never did think on the path up before 30 years ago that I had God in my life, because my story was so different, full of many things, and I never thought I had God. People would say they have a relationship with God, and yet I know He is my Father, and whatever relationships we want, we can derive that from God. And so in the 80s, I came across the Raj Yoga meditation course. I'm chuckling because I was just coming from a movie, a stage movie, dressed in a very unroyal way. I sat down, and then I was taught something. But prior to that, there was a program being held at Hyatt Hotel in Miami, Florida, and the words were, Yogi Remembering God, accurately for over 50 years. And something inside of me woke up. I said, remembering God accurately? What is that? I want that. And so I went to the program, and in walked this lady. She was about 4'10". And a part of me that was not always kind said, what can this short runt of a person teach me? And I sat down anyway and listened. Nothing touched my heart because she talked more on fear, getting rid of fear. However, at the end of the program, I went up to take what is called a sweet cooked in remembrance of the divine. So it's very, very pure. And after the session, each one got what is called a toli. And I stretched my hand out, take the toli. Our eyes met, and I was no longer conscious of her body, but what I felt was the vibration that if I had God, this is the love that I would feel. And that appetite, insatiable appetite I had for love, was quenched at that time, and it lasted quite a long time. So I decided to study this Raj Yoga, and the next day I ended up at the advanced class. And one word was used. In Raj Yoga, because of the intimacy of the relationship that they have with God, the word Baba, which means father, was used. And I heard the word, and my hand went up in the air. Baba? Who is Baba? And then the speaker, who was Daddy Janki, started to sing the praise after telling me that Baba means the Supreme Father, soul, and he started to sing the praise of God. God is like an ocean of peace. He's your mother, your father, your friend, your beloved, your guide. Any relationship that's needed can be experienced by this Supreme Being once the connection is made. So a connection is made. It's just like you hear many things about someone. You haven't met them, but you heard or you saw a picture. The day comes when you actually connect, and then you start to understand, to know the person. So that connection was made, and at the time my heart became very, very, very happy. Because I was told a long time ago, Gita, you have so much. At the time my name was Kida, my acting name was Kida. You have so much. You should be the happiest person in the world. And yet, I wasn't. But on that day, when I made this connection with the Supreme, through my third eye, through my mind, I had everything and more than I could ever imagine. And so Daddy started to sing God's praise, which are the experiences that I have also had for myself, that He is so peaceful, so pure, so loving, so knowledgeful. He knows the three aspects of time. And this is why he doesn't judge or criticize anyone. When I don't know the three aspects of a person's journey or the aspect of someone's journey, then I'm open to criticizing or judging.
I hear that. But sometimes as we are traveling on our path, that is human tendency.
Sure.
And yet even I've met a lot of people on our path and in our path of spirituality and in many other forms of spirituality,
mm-hmm.
that judgment comes up very naturally.
Sure.
It's almost like
mm-hmm.
it is wired in the system.
Mm-hmm.
And what I've understood about somebody who judges others is that they've stopped looking at themselves.
Mm-hmm.
But it can be so deep, Sister Gita,
mm-hmm.
and it can be so subtle that even you, the person, don't even know when you're being in judgment.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know, it depends on the self-worth. Everybody, when we talk about Raja Yoga meditation, like Sister Gita so beautifully shared her experience of how she started to connect to God, because perhaps for her, her life was in a very unique energetic field. So when she felt that love, I told her the other day driving to the meditation museum that, you know what I've understood will release people from their suffering, Sister Gita? It's when you love people fiercely. And she said, fiercely? That's kind of heavy. Why would you want to love somebody fiercely? Because the pain is so deep in people that if I don't optimize my power of love in me, no one's going to feel that they can trust the ability to love themselves. And I was only saying that as a form to you, all of you, as an instrument. So in our first lesson of Raja Yoga meditation, we ask the question, who am I? And it's that I'm a soul, and that the soul is a living energy sitting behind our eyes, going through quite an interesting experience of past stories, images of the past, stories of the past. And so we are trying to remove our attachment and dependency of these old stories of the past, which are reducing our effectivity in our current life. What if every life was a life to simply live, enjoy, explore, and learn?
Hmm.
Right? But we are reducing our learning experience because something from the past has got a hold on us. I call it, it's kind of trapped us, it's held us hostage. So when we practice Raja Yoga meditation, my friends, the first thing that we do is to focus on the energy of light that's behind our eyes, the subtle being, the metaphysic, the light, the soul, the ruh, the alma. And just for now, I'd like to take us into a meditation in silence and to see how you can just pull your awareness inside of your deeper level of consciousness. You know, many of us are walking around in the world in our heads anyway. You know, and the only time we get affected is when it's a negative thing on the outside. There can be so much beauty around us, we never see it. You ever notice how rare we actually really, really smell the roses? This morning when I left the ashram, I just loved looking at the greenery. And the reason why we don't focus on the good and the positive so much is because it's innate. It's natural to be good. But let there be a thunderstorm and drama and blackout, everyone's talking about it, you know? So just for now, Sister Gita and I will take you into a meditation on silence. So from the off to work meditation CD, everyone, take a deep breath, inhale and exhale, and let's go into our place of silence. Om Shanti. This mantra, Om Shanti, I, the soul, am peaceful, reminds me that today I'll be quiet. Today I will spend the day as silent as possible. Silence isn't an absence of speech. It is an absence of waste and negative thoughts. So when I interact with everyone, I will come from a deep, pure place of silence. And with every step that I take,
I will carry peace, power, and the love for silence.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Wasn't that pleasant? Message home by Bliss. And I hope you enjoyed also just the reflective points that we shared earlier. So you're listening to America Meditating, and we're offering a special segment on the benefits of Raja Yoga meditation, sharing a little bit with all of you about our personal practice and having that available for you online if you're interested. And I talked about the importance of it because we have these stories lodged in the soul. We have these experiences sitting in the soul, and some of them are good and some of them are not so good. And I would love to turn the attention to Sister Geeta to have her tell us a little bit more about soul and consciousness. And what is it, Sister Geeta, that makes us sometimes grapple with the way that we're interpreting things?
Hi, greetings of peace. Okay, so the grappling comes from the inner conflict. Intrinsically, the soul that is like an iceberg or a record has in it the impure sanskaras, which are imprints, and the pure ones. When the pure ones are operating, you feel light, you're at love with the world, you love everyone, you're blissful, and you are wise. On top of that, however, are all of the acquired ones that I had picked up throughout time to be malicious or, you know, angry, upset, or many, many scars are still in our souls. And so Raj Yoga provides the method that I contemplate mainly on my original qualities, my godlike qualities. The Bible talks about being made in the image and likeness of God. And when we have cleansed our soul from the anger, the desires, the greed, the attachment, the ego, the jealousy, the laziness, the carelessness, we become aware of just about 108 divine virtues that is inside us. And that's the part of us that makes us feel in sync with everyone, the world, and needless to say, with myself. When there is an upstir of the what we call sanskaras, which are the imprints, then we don't get along in relationships with anyone, or you say something with a good intention and it's interpreted the wrong way. So what is going on most of the times is a play out of the quiet qualities. And then the time comes upon meditating on the natural qualities. I know for sure an angry person today is actually a very peaceful person wanting things to be in order. And there was a time when internally there was order, hence the order outside. But the angry person gets angry because they're asking the other person, please put that at its proper place. And they crave for order, but we need to go inside and get that order. The love that is there, that turns into attachment, and that is acquired. And Sister Jenna, you talk about bliss. You seem to be happy most times. Can you remind us of bliss?
For me, bliss is the natural state of the soul. I know a lot of people talk about, oh, I had a meditation. Oh, I was so blissed out. I don't know what they mean. I mean, I don't know how you can be blissed out if you've been living a blissless life. I think that they had a glimpse of calm and release, and they were being offered a window of reminding themselves of who they are. So that's my interpretation of bliss, Sister Geeta. And thank you for sharing that, because we're coming to a close of our first lesson of Raja Yoga meditation on soul awareness. Our energy of the soul is light. Light can never be destroyed, doesn't need to be created, but it will go through changes. So like Sister Geeta shared earlier, it's changing. So from divine qualities and sanskars, which is the word that we use, which are deep impressions, recorded memories, from pure and in order and powerful, we find ourselves struggling. The do's and the don'ts, the ups and the downs, the victory and the defeat, the happiness and the sorrow. So we've gotten very used to the energy of fluctuation. And sometimes for some of us, if we're not fluctuating, we don't feel like we're living, because we need drama, they call it. So you need drama to feel like you're alive. And in Raja Yoga meditation, the invitation is get over drama and just live a drama-free life where you're more contributing and just loving and in harmony with each other. And I was on an island the other day, and as much as I love being on the island, you know what? I need to do, I need to be, I need to feel, because my soul's energy is not in its complete state yet. Prior to me getting there, I need to keep performing actions that give joy and bliss and peace and happiness. So I hope that helps everyone. And I hope you enjoy these next few segments on Raja Yoga meditation and the benefits of it. And we're learning so much here. And I can't begin to tell you the amount of inner strength that it cultivates with each moment of the day. So thank you so much for joining us. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. As mentioned previously, we have launched the Meditate the Vote campaign, and we are asking you to turn to your Facebook or Twitter, Meditate the Vote, and share some of your experiences of the four questions that we have initiated. I suspect those four questions will morph into even more questions as we grow through them, but to really start to engage in a higher, more meaningful level of discussion. We can't wait for someone to change or so to make our lives. We are the ones that we've been waiting for, the most famous saying from Hopi Indians. So we have it in our power and in our capacity to build a better self and a better country. Remember, no one can take away your happiness unless you give them permission. And we are here to love each other the same. We're going to end with our beautiful sister, Kristen Hoffman, Love and Gratitude. Take care, everyone.
There's no